border of Moloch and Invictive County. I grew up on the border of Moloch and Invictive County. Through the side window of my trailer, I can see the OFTL building. Tall and imposing. Great evil is worked up there. 3 generations of my cats have been run down on purpose by these bastards. Even now, yellow shaman lady, my yellow tabby, meows pitifully on the couch. She drags her hind legs behind her. She bleeds internally and smells like death. She meows and begs, "Fix me, human, fix me." But there's nothing I can do. I glare at the OFTL building while sipping cold vodka and swatting away roaches. So I take my vodka with me into the bathroom and I take a shower. Wash off this bitterness. Wash off this hatred. I have things I must do. I must write the great American novel before I die, and I am years behind schedule. Steamy water pulses on muscles sour from hours of work. I roll my head in slow circles and my neck bones pop and crackle. I go to the couch. I'm done drinking vodka in long, angry chugs, and I think about how to start this elusive novel. I think up a character name, Penis Nickelworth, a Midwestern misfit, his ugly, fucked-up childhood. I laugh at some of the ideas, but soon black out without writing them down. I wake up on the floor several hours later. The only new thing I have in my notebook is a title, Cursed by the Midwest. I made it home. Only fuzzy memories of getting here. I kiss my front door. I hate myself. I love myself. I want to die. I want to live. I want to call everybody, drunk dial, just to say hi. I am seeing things. I think I punched out one of the windows of the OFTL building. I need to sleep. I would have passed out on the street if not for the drug I'd snorted. I wonder if there's any vodka left. When I was young, it seemed like anything was possible. Now it seems like there's no adventure left. A part of my brain screams out, "You're on an adventure now." But it is far away. Everything is far away. I gotta get fucked up to feel. I seem alive. I hate me. I love me. I hate everything. I fumble for the keys and let myself in my home. I remember when people would flood in here. I remember getting off work and rushing to my 4-track tape recorder and Casio SK1 keyboard to make a few tracks before my friends arrive and I talk the night away. Doug was still alive then and everything was possible. Anything could happen. I cry. So I pick myself up off the floor. At least I didn't vomit all over the place this time. Outside my window, I can see fancy expensive cars coming and going from the OFTL building. Hate bristles again. I'm still pretty drunk. I move the framed poster on my wall. Tape behind it is a small plastic baggie containing a designer chemical named 3942-FS3. I bought it on the internet for $120. It contains enough powder, crystals, to kill 3 men. I carefully dole out a few specks and snort them with a rolled up $5 bill. The burn is extreme. I choke and cough. My nose starts bleeding. I plug the blood hole. I slowly feel the whirling buzz overwhelm my senses. I think I shall die this way, but there's nothing left to live for. Once, I smoked weed and I was an artist. Now I am just a hater. I hate the haters, but I'm still a hater. Best to die now. Maybe that's just the powder talking. Evil visions and vodka crowd my head, my emotions. Why this life? Why this world? I feel horrible. I vomit out the side window. That fucking powder. That fucking vodka. I turn around. I don't recognize anything. Tracers overwhelm my visual stance. I want to fucking die. I want to fucking live. My friends are all so far away. I could call them, but I don't understand how the cell phone works. I'm a caveman. I pull over at a strip mall. I get out and start walking. I just want to sleep. I just want happy dreams. I have been having nightmares every night. What can I do? Have I lived too long? I collapse on a bus stop bench. I think I shall dry heave. There's nothing left inside of me to vomit out. The drug is talking to me. It says I have lived too long. It's time to die. It's time to reincarnate into my next life. But my backbone says live, live, live. I need to drink some water. At home, I stare at my front door and I wonder how I got here. I think I'm going to vomit again. I like to puke outside when I have to. Less cleanup. The neighbors might call the cops if I do. Wouldn't be the first time. Those self-righteous bitches. I'll fucking kill them with my arms. I peck like a chicken at the lock with my key. I'm so horny. My cock tingles. My life is a blood flow through my balls. I want sex. I want love. I take this poster down. It's not the right poster. The white powder is not here. I have lots of these posters lining my walls. I can't remember which one contains the powder drug. I can't remember which one contains the powder drug. I fucking crack the glass. I laugh, but it ends in tears. What have I become? Turn on the TV. I see a goddess on a screen. I love her. I want her. She is warm. She is love. I press my crotch against the screen. It hurts my balls. I am fucking drunk. I am drinking vodka. I found the bottle. It is warm now. And it just gets in my bloodstream quicker. Poison. Pretty poison. I must get up to work in a few hours. If I sleep late, I'm fired. Then I die. Gulp, 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 chug, chug. Fuck it. Someone called me from Portland, Oregon, but I missed the call and my voicemail is only silence. I have lots of money, but I don't want anything. It means nothing. I'm going to spend it on energy drinks and computers. I get lost in my home. The powder drug overwhelms my senses. I just want to come down and sleep it off. I've been on the floor for a while now. I am confused. I pull my clothes off. It takes a long time. I feel trapped inside my clothes. Once naked, I feel my pores gasping for air. They tingle and glow. I am hot. I feel sexual waves in my balls. My cock is rock hard. I feel like it will burst like a balloon if I pierce it with a needle. A swollen need. The TV glows like a siren's song. She is fondling her breast. A close-up. Her nipple bends under the fondling. I fondle myself. It takes a long time to get an erection. I feel dead.